Hello, this is John Ivey. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the North Carolina Reading Service, this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the August issue of Britannica magazine, the ultimate guide for curious young minds. We look at the front cover, we see a bunch of minion-looking creatures with the caption, "Will you be the first person on Mars?" So there's a picture of Mars and the minions blasting off and sitting on little globes and running with little carts and kicking soccer balls and just having a good old time. Maybe on the Mars. And also in this issue we'll find ancient wonders, spectacular sports, amazing animals. Welcome. Prepare your brain for a boggle to be boggled with amazing facts, extraordinary feats, and awe-inspiring true life stories. There's a lot to explore in this world, and we're covering a bunch of it right here in this magazine. Inside, you'll find the answer to important questions, such as, when will humans travel to Mars? What do you wear to stay warm in Antarctica? Where did paper first come from? And how much does fossilized dinosaur poop weigh? Plus, there are awesome photos, cool illustration, and loads of fun puzzles to do by yourself or with a friend or a family member. You'll even learn some side-splitting jokes and discover how to make your very own chocolate. We can't wait to see what you think. And our contents in this magazine, we have Factopia, follow our trail of crazily connected facts from a bat cave to a giant seed vault. Page 8, Snap It, eye-popping photos to amuse and amaze. Page 14, Eureka, find fascinating discoveries like an eye of a hurricane and a prehistoric sea reptile. Page 18, Listified, 9 crazy things that have fallen from the sky. Page 20, Ups and Downs, a look at famous high and low points on our planet. March of the Trees, how forests can move, page 22. What would you do? Take steps to save Earth, page 24. Earth's Story, see how our planet has evolved over time, page 26. How to Discover a Dinosaur, learn why it's so cool to be a paleontologist, page 28. Page 36, Your Mission to Mars. Could you be the first person to step foot on the red planet? Page 44, Meet NASA's new space launch system, what the world's most powerful rocket can do. Page 46, A Timeline of Sporting Firsts, the most astonishing moments in sports. Page 48, The Story of Paper, being able to write things down changed history. Literally, fascinating words and where they come from. Page 52. Page 56, The Wonders of Ancient Greece, why the Greeks mattered, from the first Olympic Games to the ideas of democracy. Page 60, Awesome Treasures, 4 royal riches from around the world. Page 62, 26 words invented by Shakespeare. From alligator to zany, this famous English writer had lots to say. Page 64, Life on Earth, some of the magnificent creatures on our planet. The power of plankton farts, how tiny organisms may help fight climate change. Page 66, who lives in the Grand Canyon? Here's who calls this fascinating place home, page 72. Page 74, Invaders. Animals that don't belong can cause a lot of trouble. Page 78, the amazing world of leafcutter ants. They are small but mighty. Ask the experts your most burning questions, from asteroids to snot. Page 80, food for thought. Get creative in your kitchen and learn something new with these cool activities. Page 82. Page 84, every second, what's happening right now? Page 86, the Big Britannica quiz. Stretch your brain power. Picture this. What are you looking at? Page 90. puzzles and games, word search, word morphs, and more fun. Page 92. Page 94, spot the difference. What's not the same? And page 96, jokes and riddles. Get your giggles on. Well, let's go on to Factopia. Factopia, page 6. Beautiful pictures here of a variety of things, from bowling balls to hitting nuts. Oh, just a variety of things. You're going to enjoy the pictures. Follow the trail of crazily connected facts from the world's biggest bat colony to a giant sea vault. Bracken Cave in Camel County, Texas, is home to the world's largest known bat colony. It can take up to 4 hours for all 20 million bats to fly out of the cave each night. Some species of bat can eat 1,000 insects in a single hour. There are over 1.5 million Mexican-free tail bats that live for part of the year underneath a bridge in Austin, Texas. Baby bats are called pups. When bats eat a lot of chitin, the shining material that insect bodies are made of, their poop sparkles. Not all bats eat insects. Some eat seeds, pollen, and fruit. Juicy. An avocado is a pink pearl. Apples have bright pink flesh. An avocado is a berry. Farmers test to see if cranberries are ripe by bouncing them. The durian is a fruit so smelly that it's banned on Singapore's public transit system. The small seeds on the outside of a strawberry aren't actually seeds at all. They're fruits. Each one has a tiny seed inside. The world's largest seed from the Coco de Mer fruit can weigh more than 2 bowling balls. Wow. The Svalbard Global Seed Vault, located inside a mountain in Norway and designed to withstand global disasters, contains more than 1 million seed samples. Cool pics, page 8. Check out amazing photos from around the world. Wow, picture here. A low-flying plane winging it. The Strata launch has the biggest wingspan of any airplane. At 384 feet, its wings are longer than a football field. The Strata launch's unusual shape is designed to carry high-speed rocket plane between its two bodies, which can then take off from the Strata launch in midair. It's been tested in California Mojave Desert. Going up. Every year on the first Sunday after Easter, a group of riders parades through the city of Brasov in Romania on horseback. This parade, which is known as Juni Brazovni or the Youth of Brasov, is intended to celebrate the arrival of spring and the rebirth of nature. There's music, dancing, and games. Here the people of Brasov celebrate by throwing one of the riders high into the air. Walkies. Paw Patrol. No need to be alarmed. No wildlife photographers were harmed in the taking of this photo. This curious young polar bear is reaching its paw toward a remote camera placed on the ice above the Beaufort Sea, north of Alaska, to capture just this kind of moment. Robo-dog. Spot the robotic dog's four-legged design enables it to go places that robots with wheels cannot, such as up a flight of stairs. It was built by engineers in Boston and can even run, although we're not sure whether Spot likes to chase after a robot stick. Wow. Helping Hands. This awesome pedestrian bridge gives tourists spectacular views of the coast of Vietnam around the city of Da Nang, which is famous for its beautiful sunsets. Known as the Golden Bridge, it's designed to look like it's being held up by two giant hands. Although the hands look as if they're carved from stone, they're actually made from too much lighter materials, wire mesh, and fiberglass. Let's dance. Verrous Sifakis, a species of lemur that lives only on the island of Madagascar, are famous for dancing. Savakas mostly live in trees, but when they come down to the ground, rather than walking on all fours, which their bodies aren't able to do, they hop, skip, and jump sideways instead. The lemurs have been named the Dancing Savakas, and you can see why. How cute. Bright. Snap it. Sunny Delight. This amazing photo was taken by the European Space Agency's Solar Orbiter probe when it was roughly 47 million miles from the Sun. It's the best quality photo ever taken of the Sun's full disk and outer atmosphere called the corona. Shady business. These beautiful parasols, which are light umbrellas used to give shade from the Sun, are being made by a young woman in an umbrella workshop in the city of Mandalay in Myanmar in Southeast Asia. She's wearing the parasols in a traditional Myanmarese way, using bamboo and cotton. Very colorful. Standing tall, the Statue of Unity in India is the world's tallest statue. The towering bronze-plated figure is of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, who was once India's deputy prime minister. Standing at 597 feet, it's almost twice as big as the Statue of Liberty. The statue took 3,000 workers more than 4 years to build, and it can withstand winds of up to 110 miles per hour. Wow. That's what I say. Wow. Eureka! What's new? The latest astonishing discoveries, inventions, and scientific breakthroughs. Sailing into the eye of the storm. Ever wonder what it's like in the middle of a hurricane? Well, now you can see for yourself, thanks to scientists at the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. They sent a sailing drone into the eye of Hurricane Sam as it barreled across the Caribbean in September and October 2021. Sailing on the sea, the drone was tossed around by 118 mile per hour winds and 50-foot waves. That's about the height of a five-story building. It recorded some truly stomach-churning video footage and collected lots of data. The scientists believe this info will help them understand why hurricanes can suddenly get much stronger and also to predict when and where they will hit land. Name, sail drone. Length, 23 feet. Operated by remote control, mission, the drone sailed to the center of the Hurricane Sam to measure the speed of the wind and the temperature of the ocean and air. Short and sweet, the life of a new candy wrapper. Lots of us are avoiding single-use plastics to keep the earth healthy, and some candy makers are trying to help. Mars Wrigley recently announced they've developed a Skittles wrapper made on plant oils. When you finish gobbling up your favorite treat, you can add it to your compost. There, bacteria, fungi, and other microbes will turn it into soil. That's one big reptile. Joe Davis was doing his job at Rutland Water Nature Reserve in England in January 2021 when he noticed some enormous bones sticking out of the ground. He thought they were from a dinosaur, but when paleontologists took a look, they realized David had stumbled upon something even cooler, a prehistoric sea reptile called an ichthyosaur. The fossil is almost as long as a bus, meaning this creature, which lived alongside dinosaurs in the early Jurassic period, was the size of a modern mink whale and is one of the largest of its kind ever found. Teenager flies solo around the world. 19-year-old Zara Rutherford is now the youngest woman to pilot a plane around the world by herself. Safely home in Belgium after her 122-day venture, which ended last January, she told reporters about some scary moments, including flying near lightning in Singapore, through smoke from wildfires in California, and in the extreme cold of Siberia. An almost Viking horde. Have you ever dreamed of finding a stash of golden treasure? Well, a Danish man called Old Ginnerup Schitz did. He was trying out his new metal detector near a friend's house in Vindevev in Denmark in September 2021 when it started to beep. He dug down into the ground and found 22 gold objects weighing a total of just over 2 pounds. O reported his find to archaeologists who worked at a nearby museum. They said that the gold had probably been buried by a powerful chief who lived 1,500 years ago in pre-Viking times. The flying microchip, the size of a grain of sand. Engineers at Northwestern University in Chicago have invented the smallest ever human-made flying device. Known as a microflyer, it's the size of a grain of sand and is designed to monitor pollution and diseases that are carried through the air. To do this job, a microflyer is packed with all kinds of tiny tech, including sensors, antennas for wireless communication, and computer memory to store data. However, one thing it doesn't have is a motor of engine, or engine. Instead, the engineers designed microflyers to catch flight on the wind, just like helicopter-style maple seed pods. This chip is even smaller than a ladybug. Wow. What hippo honks really mean? Hippos make lots of different noises, from grunts and groans to growls and roars, and even chuffing and wheezing sounds. Some of these are incredibly loud. One, the wheeze, honk, can be heard from a mile away, and those are just fine ones above the water. Hippos also make noises underwater, using a set of dolphin-like sounds. Now, scientists at a nature reserve in Mozambique have figured out that each hippo has a unique voice that other hippos recognize. A hippo can tell friends, neighbors, and strangers apart by their voices alone. The scientists figured this out by making recordings of wheeze honks made by individual hippos, playing the recording from the shore of a lake where hippos were hanging out, and watching how each hippo reacted. Listified on the record. Skyfall. 9 surprising things that have fallen out of the sky. Number 1. Red rain. The microscopic freshwater algae called Haematococcus pluvialis provides a red pigment or color when it's under stress. If the red algae mixes with rainwater, it can cause a phenomenon called blood rain, which has been witnessed in India, Spain, and the United States, among other places. Number 2. Frozen iguanas. The iguanas that live in Florida like to make their homes in the branches of tall trees. However, when it gets too chilly, their cold-blooded bodies stop functioning properly, and they can no longer hold on to the branches. Freezing iguanas then start falling from above and will stay lying motionless on the ground until the temperature warms up. Then they spring back to life. Number 3. Mud. In 1902, a huge dust storm formed dust clouds over Illinois. The clouds were blown eastward across the United States until they met a large group of rain clouds over New York and New Jersey. The dusty and rainy clouds combined to form a refreshing shower of mud. And with this listified, be prepared to be amazed and amused by the unusual facts crammed into these irresistible lists. Number 4. Fish. There are several theories as to why it sometimes rains fish, which it has done in many parts of the world, including India, Australia, and Canada. One explanation is that it's caused by a whirling column of air and mist called a waterspout. When a waterspout forms above, it can suck fish and other marine creatures up from lakes or the sea before carrying them inland and dropping them on confused people holding umbrellas. Number 5. Frogs. The same thing happens to frogs. In 1873, the magazine Scientific American reported a shower of frogs which darkened the air and covered the ground for a long distance after a rainstorm in Kansas City, Missouri. Number 6. Satellites. There are more than 2,000 working and 3,000 broken satellites currently orbiting the Earth. When they stop working, they become space junk. Over the last 50 years, more than 5,400 tons of space junk have survived reentry to the atmosphere to land right back on Earth. Number 7. Meat. In 1876, people in Olympia Springs, Kentucky, witnessed a flurry of meat flakes fall from a cloudless sky. Two men who tasted the meat thought it probably came from a sheep or a deer. Scientists who tested the flakes thought the most likely explanation was that some passing vultures had disgorged or thrown up the meat while flying overhead. Golf balls. Residents of Punta Gorda, Florida, were left scratching their heads on September 1, 1969, when dozens of golf balls dropped out of the sky. The most convincing theory to explain them is that a passing storm had scooped up water from a lake on a golf course, along with lots of lost balls, before dropping it all on the nearby town. Number 9. Spiders. The spooky phenomenon known as spider rain is caused by millions of tiny spiders engaging in a behavior known as ballooning. First, the spiders go to an exposed high place. They then release silk thread from their abdomens, which are picked up and carried away by the wind, with the flying spiders coming along for the ride. Ballooning spiders can travel anywhere from a few yards to hundreds of miles. It's a technique mostly used by baby spiders, which are called spiderlings, to help find their new territory. Dust from the Sahara Desert can also cause rain. Dust from the Gobi Desert can also cause yellow rain, while volcanic dust and ash can cause black rain. To cope with the problem, the National Weather Service in Miami now sends out iguana rain, warning warnings if cold weather is approaching. Fish fall from the skies so often in Mexico that there is a name for it, eluvia de peces, which means rain of fish. Trees of life, force in numbers. Rainforests are of the Earth's most amazing and important natural habitats. There are two kinds. Tropical rainforests are found close to the equator and are warm and moist. Temperate rainforests are found in parts of the world with milder temperature. 390 billion, the estimated number of individual trees in the tropical Amazon forest. 100 million, the number of years ago that tropical rainforests started to grow. 50 million, the number of people who live in rainforests around the world. 1,300, the number of species of butterfly that have been recorded by scientists in a single region of the Peruvian Amazon rainforest. 75, the minimum amount of rain in inches that must fall in a forest in a year for it to be considered a rainforest. 80, the percentage of flowers in the Australian rainforest that are not found anywhere else in the world. 50, the percentage of the Earth's land animals that live in tropical rainforests. 2.5, the percentage of the Earth's total surface covered by rainforest today. The Amazon rainforest is thought to be home to 1 in 10 known species on Earth, including 2.5 million insect species, 40,000 plant species, and 3,000 species of freshwater fish. In comparison, the entire United States is thought to be home to approximately 750 species of butterflies. And downs. Take a look at some of the most famous high and low points found on our fascinating planet. Things up high. The Earth is loaded with mountains that stick up from the surface. Some, like Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania, sit by themselves, with others, like the Matterhorn in Switzerland, are parts of large mountain chains. Mount Everest, 29,032 feet. Mount Everest is the highest mountain in the world. It's part of the Himalayan mountain range in Asia, which includes all but one of the 10 tallest mountains on Earth. Passenger jet around 33,000 feet cruising altitude. Ruppel's griffon vulture around 37,000 feet, highest flying bird. Mauna Kea, 13,796 feet. While Mount Everest is the highest mountain, the Mauna Kea volcano in Hawaii is the tallest mountain when measured from its base to its top. Even though the summit is only about 13,800 feet, above sea level. While the base of Mount Everest is at sea level, the base of Mauna Kea actually sits underwater, about 20,000 feet below sea level, with a total height of 33,497 feet, is roughly 4,465 feet taller than Mount Everest. Measuring elevations. When scientists measure how high or low a place is, they need to compare it to a reference point on the planet's surface that is not going to change very quickly. This zero point is called a datum. The datum that is most often used to measure elevations on Earth is mean sea level level. Mean is another word for average, and mean sea level was originally defined as the height of the ocean right between high and low altitude. At first, scientists used the real height of the sea. However, because sea level is always changing, there's a problem with using it as a datum. To fix the issue, a group of scientists called geodesists collected lots of data and agreed on a figure for a worldwide sea level that never changes. Today, GPS systems that measure elevations on Earth use this figure to work correctly. High point on Earth's surface, mean sea level. Low point on Earth's surface. Let's switch gears and go to the back of the page 86. How about some Big Britannica quiz? Let's do a couple. An Indian ruler found one of the largest diamonds in the world. A, at a charity shop. B, in a coal mine. C, on the street. D, in a shoe. Answer, D, in a shoe. There are more than blank than people in the world. Is it A, ants, B, fish, C, chickens, or D, all of the above? The answer, D, all of the above. And finally, number three, which of the following English word was not first used by William Shakespeare? A, crocodile, B, bedroom, C, yelping, and D, rant. Answer, A, crocodile. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.